Highlands is grateful to so many of our partners who have supported our efforts to work across multiple B2B channels beyond our legacy channel, Office. We would not be the company we are today without that support. That said, in my opening today, I would like to talk about some of the changes we see in our legacy channel. In many ways, it feels like there is a generational shift occurring across many of the Office product stalwarts. At Ascendant, Harry Dicelli is out, and David Boone is in. ISG, Mike Gentile out, James Rogers in. SP Richards, SPR, the Mike and Yancey show has yielded to CNG. Highlands enjoy great relationships with each of the former leaders. They will be missed. However, we are excited about what new leadership can bring. Few will argue that the industry and SPR aren't better since CNG purchased SPR. Similarly, ISG is approaching some pivotal decisions as the era of wholesalers' dominance of dealer websites seems about to end. What would a world where ISG controls search and online marketing look like? Finally, the streamlining of and refocusing at Ascendant is underway, as Monique explains in her section on Ascendant. Your team at Highlands is engaging with these new leaders and carefully watching how they are transforming their businesses. We are working hard to ensure that we understand where they are driving change and why, so we can continue to support them and you as these organizations evolve. Of all the channels we work in, Office has been the one most in need of a shakeup. It is good to see this beginning to happen. Bob O'Gara, CEO and partner.
Wholesalers. Ascendant. Ascendant has outlined its strategic direction for 2024-2025 and beyond with the announcement of The Way Forward by CEO David Boone. This new roadmap focuses on four key areas: drive free cash flow, right-size supply chain costs, improve profitability of core business, drive rapid new growth. The company's updated operating model revolves around three business pillars: business units, wholesale/commercial, e-commerce, ESS fulfillment services, center of excellence, strategy, merchandising, pricing, and supply chain, support functions, finance, IT, HR, and legal. As part of this transformation, Ascendant restructured its sales organization in July, leading to some layoffs and a shift towards specialized sales roles. Instead of generalist account executives, the sales team is now divided into four specialized channels: janitorial/sanitation and food service, office products and furniture, e-commerce and retail, technology. This strategic shift aims to position Ascendant for stronger growth and profitability in the coming years. Ascendant also launched a connected commerce program, a powerful e-commerce, fulfillment, and third-party logistics, 3PL, solution that accelerates omnichannel growth for brands. The comprehensive solution includes out-of-the-box integrations, e-commerce services with analytics and tools to increase store traffic and fast order fulfillment. Renee Starr has resigned from Ascendant, and Dave Rickard has been named the interim Chief Transformational Officer, heading up the strategy, merchandising, pricing, and inventory teams. Patrick Allard is the new President, Fulfillment Services, and will be responsible for leading the fulfillment businesses and helping to accelerate growth in 3PL and connected commerce services. Monique Slezinski, Director, Strategic Accounts.
SP Richards. SP Richards SPR has made significant progress in managing its inventory as suppliers anticipate an increase in purchases as the year comes to a close. The supply chain team has placed a strong emphasis on reviewing service levels to ensure that the right amount of inventory is available across their distribution centers, DCs. A key strategy has been the implementation of the hub and spoke distribution model, which aims to maintain a high level of service for customers. SPR has also reaffirmed its commitment to the independent dealer channel, IDC, with parent company CNG supporting these customers for the long term. In the coming weeks, SPR will launch a new marketing portal called The Exchange, designed to provide distributors with easier and more effective access to supplier materials. Alex Gordon, Senior Director, Wholesale. RJ Schinner. RJ Schinner remains committed to its core product offerings, providing essential support to distributors nationwide in sourcing paper products, food service disposables, and janitorial supplies. A major driver of their success has been their proprietary private brands, which offer high-quality products at competitive prices. Recently, RJ Schinner participated in the ISG Industry Week event, where Steve Schultz, president of RJ Schinner, addressed the entire ISG dealer group, emphasizing their commitment to industry collaboration. For distributors seeking to expand into adjacent verticals, RJ Schinner has established significant relationships for Jan/San and food service disposables, helping them tap into new growth opportunities. In the current economic climate, the value of wholesale distribution has never been more pronounced, and RJ Schinner continues to thrive by meeting these challenges head-on. Alex Gordon, Senior Director, Wholesale.
Distributors. Staples. Quill. Sustainability initiatives are here to stay. Staples began its sustainability initiatives in the early 2000s and established its first formal sustainability program in 2007, focusing on responsible sourcing, energy efficiency, and waste reduction. Over the years, Staples has expanded its efforts and continues to incorporate more comprehensive sustainability goals and collaboration with suppliers to promote environmentally friendly practices, ensure that 70% of our vendors by spend have science-based carbon emissions reduction targets by 2028, evaluate product sustainability performance, and help drive continuous improvement. Understand how vendors align with Staples' sustainability and ESD-related policies. Staples' relationship with the Sustainability Consortium, TSC, further solidifies their sustainability commitment. This joint relationship focuses on improving the sustainability of consumer products through collaboration among various stakeholders, including retailers, suppliers, and manufacturers. They work with these organizations to translate complex sustainability issues into innovation and actionable outcomes for the consumer goods industry. If you are already a TSC member, the 2024 assessments are due November 8th. Thesis: a standardized sustainability evaluation platform at the product category level used by major retailers/distributors to baseline and accelerate sustainability efforts. Not yet a TSC member? Visit www.sustainabilityconsortium.org to find out more and join. Staples ESG assessment is due December 20th. This is a Staples-specific questionnaire at the company level asking about policies, procedures, activities, and metrics related to environmental, social, and governance activities. There is no fee to participate in this assessment. If you did not receive an invite from SupplyShift, please contact support@supplyshift.net. Our collaboration is instrumental in advancing Staples' sustainability efforts. Together, we can achieve a lasting impact and give each of you the opportunity to highlight your commitment to sustainability. Sue Fisher, Director, Strategic Accounts.
Office Depot. Project Core, the ongoing cost reduction initiative at Office Depot, continues to drive significant changes across multiple business units. Labor cuts have broadened in scope, now affecting teams beyond the initial areas impacted, reshaping the company's internal structure as it works to streamline operations. Retail continues to suffer, and additional store closures are expected, signaling further challenges for the business. Continued downsizing within the VEYER business unit has led to the complete elimination of the merchandising operations analysts. These analysts handled vendor funding reports, improved claims submission processes, and developed tracking tools for vendor programs. With these responsibilities now reassigned to other teams, delays in critical functions like supplier onboarding, program negotiations, and RFQ processing are expected, creating challenges for both internal teams and vendors. The inventory management teams were recently informed of upcoming job eliminations, with employees receiving a 6-month notice. These roles will be outsourced to third-party contractors, signaling a major shift in how the company will handle key operational tasks moving forward. In terms of product management, the senior product manager of office supplies left the company effective October 11, and no replacement has been named for this role. However, New hires include a Director of Innovation, Director of CBFS/Furniture/Tech, a Senior Product Manager of CBFS, and a Product Manager for Paper/Ink/Toner, reflecting a focus on strengthening those categories. Additionally, there are still 3 open roles in CBFS, Cleaning Breakroom Food and Safety, and an Upper Management position in Furniture, with ongoing interviews being conducted to fill these positions. We are also working with Office Depot's digital teams to improve customer shopping experiences. Our internal teams are utilizing new content features, such as family grouping, which has proven to enhance online navigation and product discovery, making it easier for customers to find related products. Despite the ongoing shifts within the company, sources at Office Depot remain outwardly optimistic about the future. However, concerns around resource limitations and increased workloads are widespread. I look forward to working with each of you to grow your business at Office Depot. Please reach out if you would like to learn more about any of these developments. Caitlin McCreary, Strategic Account Manager.
WB Mason. WB Mason is celebrating their 125th year and is better than ever. A common theme at their national sales meeting and trade show that took place in Foxwoods on October 16, 2024. The trade show floor was filled with vendors showcasing products to 700 WB Mason employees and 1,000-plus customers from 13 nearby branches. Jennifer McMahon, Nick Raphael, and I were excited to be a part of the event and felt the enthusiasm of all that were reunited at Foxwoods after a 5-year hiatus. The WB Mason sales meeting, presented by Leah Meehan and WB Mason leadership, reflected on the past 10-year headwinds and how they are set to succeed in the years ahead. Categories that had growth, fiscal 2024, food service, plus 7.49%. Ship and pack, plus 4%. Water, plus 1.9%. Janitorial, plus 0.80%. In addition to food service, ship and pack, and janitorial, WB will be making print and promo a focus in 2025. Keep an eye out for additional printed catalogs that are getting rave reviews from their customers. Leo also shared the improvements made to their sales model and digital marketing. I must agree, they are better than ever. Please contact me to review in further detail. Candy Starasto, Director, Strategic Accounts. Granger Zorro. Granger's got your back. Granger is well known as the local solution when preparing for and recovering from hurricanes, offering products and resources to keep people and their properties safe during the hurricane season. It goes without saying that Granger was busy filling orders this past month and gained trust from a few new customers by doing what they do best. If you are familiar with Granger, you may know about their vending KeepStock inventory management system, which they have mastered. Competition is close with launching similar solutions in 2025, which could present some long-term risk in less technical product categories, according to the Cleveland Research Company, CRC. In January, Granger will host their sales meeting in Nashville, Tennessee. Strategic suppliers will engage with Granger sellers, leaders, and supplier managers about their products and solutions. If you are interested in learning more about what it takes to be involved in the Strategic Supplier Growth Program, SSGP, with Granger, let's talk about preparing for 2026. Zorro growth continues. Organic sales growth improved to 8.7% versus 5% in 1Q, according to the CRC. Zorro's investments and dedication to marketing that I mentioned earlier this year are paying off. I am continuously adding new clients to Zorro's endless aisle and look forward to expanding further. Let's talk. Candy Starasto, Director, Strategic Accounts. MSC. Martina Mikizak has been promoted to President and Chief Operating Officer at MSC, previously serving as Executive Vice President when she joined MSC 2 years ago. Martina will have formal responsibility for the entirety of MSC day-to-day operations, which includes sales, marketing, solutions, supply chain, category management, and supplier relations. CEO Eric Gershwind will continue focusing on long-term strategic direction and business development. MSC continues to be one of the top 10 distributors in the industrial supply industry. Metalworking and MRO are their primary focus, with most of their end market sales in manufacturing. Recent acquisitions include Aptex, Waukesha, Wisconsin, and Premier Tool Grinding, Goodyear, Arizona, with more on the horizon. MSC continues to offer solutions to categories where I strongly feel many products would align, including national accounts, education, safety, and the public sector. If you are interested in learning more about onboarding at MSC, please contact me. Candice D'Aresto, Director, Strategic Accounts. Fastenal. I was invited to tour the Winona, Minnesota Distribution Center last month and was blown away by their facility and processes to pack and ship orders. I have seen many distribution centers in my days, and Fastenal now ranks at the top of my list as the most efficient utilizing technology. During the same visit, I attended a supplier operations summit at their campus in Winona for a full day of one-on-one breakouts with key stakeholders. It was refreshing to see consistent passion for driving growth across all segments of the business. It doesn't surprise me that Fastenal 3Q results showcased better-than-expected sales, according to the CRC. Fastenal is moving towards an expanded offering to be relevant in all categories. Offering solutions and new products through their custom on-site programs, website, and global and local branch locations. This expanded offering will allow them to be one source for all their customers' needs and take over market share in categories they have not played in previously. Candice D'Aresto, Director, Strategic Accounts.
HD Supply, market share growth amid challenges. HD Supply has recently made significant improvements to its next-day delivery services, specifically in the distribution of maintenance and in-room products. By addressing prior challenges related to delivery, inventory, and logistics, the company has streamlined its operations to better serve its customers across multiple sectors. During a recent national meeting, HD Supply gathered over 4,000 team members, large customers, and merchants for a major event that included a trade show and presentations. Key topics at the conference centered on improving key performance indicators, KPIs, particularly in relation to large ticket orders and increasing margins. The event highlighted HD Supply's efforts to optimize its operations and enhance customer satisfaction. In addition to operational improvements, the company has made organizational strides, stabilizing changes among its merchants, buyers, and sales management teams. A significant development for the company has been the opening of new offices in Jacksonville, reflecting HD Supply's commitment to expanding its footprint. Looking ahead, HD Supply is honing its focus on key sectors, including healthcare, multifamily, and hospitality. With continued investments in digital shopping platforms, superior customer service, and renovation services, the company is poised for further growth in these high-demand markets. HD Supply's dedication to operational excellence and innovation positions it as a leader in delivering high-quality service and products to its customers. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts. Lowe's Pro. Lowe's Pro Supply. Slow and steady. Lowe's Pro Supply has exercised prudence in its foray into the hospitality sector, primarily focusing on independent and economy hotels by offering maintenance, repair, and operations, MRO products. The company's advancement has been hindered by a limited sales force, currently comprising 89 members, and the absence of corporate approval, which curtails its competitive advantage. Furthermore, the lack of Jan/San and in-room products tailored to the hospitality industry has enabled competitors such as HE Supply and Guest Supply to dominate the market with their comprehensive one-stop shop. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts. Hospitality. Hospitality industry faces mixed prospects amid economic uncertainty. In 2024, the hotel industry faced economic challenges and saw opportunities for technological advancements, improved meeting and event facilities, and enhanced guest experiences. Inflationary pressures have decreased from previous highs, but the 2024 year-end outlook remains elevated compared to historical averages before the pandemic. Currently, the industry maintains a stable 64% occupancy rate and has observed a 1.5% increase in average daily rates, showing resilience amidst adversity. Several key trends are shaping the hospitality landscape. 1. The commitment to cleanliness and friendliness continues to be essential to positive guest experiences. 2. Groups demand more memorable events that foster human connections. Nearly half of meeting planners increased their budgets in 2024. 3. Hotels will leverage cloud technology and AI to increase operational efficiency and enhance guest experiences. 4. While the shift towards sustainable products and practices is environmentally beneficial, it has introduced cost pressures, reducing profit margins for many businesses in the sector. Amidst inflationary and economic pressures, guest spending at U.S. hotels is expected to hit a record high this year at $758.61 billion. This projection surpasses 2023's spending record of $723.4 billion and marks a significant jump on a nominal basis from both 2019's $612.86 billion and 2020's $342.86 billion spending levels. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts. Guest Supply, navigating post-reorganization challenges. After navigating a challenging fiscal year in 2024, Guest Supply is now focused on enhancing profitability as it heads into fiscal year 2025. Despite setbacks in meeting last year's sales and profitability goals, the company is optimistic about its path forward, driven by strategic initiatives to boost recurring and high-value sales. Following a period of workforce reductions in the spring, Guest Supply has achieved greater operational stability. The company has successfully recovered its inventory levels and optimized its distribution network after facing supply chain difficulties in recent years. On the manufacturing front, Guest Supply is benefiting from reduced costs for key raw materials, fuel, freight, and ocean shipping. These cost decreases are largely attributed to easing pressures in supply, labor, and global trade. As a result, the company anticipates improved profit margins moving forward. A major shift has also occurred within Guest Supply's manufacturing division, with the appointment of a new president for its Manchester Mills and Gilchrist brands. This leadership change will bring renewed focus and innovation to the division. The company's national sales conference, held at the Hilton Chicago, reinforced the optimism for fiscal year 2025. The event was deemed a success, reflecting positive sentiment from both leadership and the sales team. Looking ahead, Guest Supply has announced that its 2025 conference will be held in Orlando, Florida, as Guest Supply continues to refine its strategy and capitalize on lowered costs. The company is well-positioned to achieve stronger financial results in 2025. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts. Consolidated Hospitality. Expansion in sales. Consolidated Hospitality Distribution Arm, American Hotel, has seen limited growth in 2024. However, the strong sales volume in the economy sector has enabled continued expansion of its sales force. The focus remains on in-room products, and the company is actively seeking manufacturing partners and collaborating with major hotel brands to re-establish distribution partnerships. Rick Kaufman, Director, Strategic Accounts.
ISG. Independent Suppliers Group, ISG, hosted its annual Industry Week event in Orlando, Florida this year, attracting almost 1,000 attendees and 120 exhibitors at its trade show. The four-day event brought together ISG members, suppliers, and industry partners, featuring impactful networking, educational seminars, and a focus on the pivotal theme of Better Together, building strong partnerships. The week kicked off with Pinnacle member meetings, where members exchanged ideas and received updates on Pinnacle programs. The ISG General Session emphasized the strength of collaboration and partnerships within the independent dealer community. ISG President and CEO James Rogers shared insights on how ISG's growing membership, supplier partnerships, and organizational performance are shaping his vision for the future of the group. Guest speakers, educational seminars, and peer panels enriched attendees' knowledge and fostered connections. On the final day, members explored the Dynamic Industry Week 24 trade show, where exhibitors showcased innovative products and shared new growth opportunities. And as always, there was great networking and fellowship. ISG and 8OPD have announced a collaborative partnership at next year's Industry Week. Industry Week 25 will take place at the Gaylord Rockies Resort and Convention Center in Denver, Colorado, on November 3-7, 2025. The hope is that the synergy between AOPD and ISG will create a dynamic and impactful event. This collaboration underscores the commitment to delivering exceptional value and growth opportunities to the independent business community and their suppliers. Monique Slezinski, Director, Strategic Accounts.
E-commerce, Amazon. Amazon recently introduced several new programs and tools for sellers in 2024, aimed at streamlining processes and improving seller success, both on and off the platform. These programs are still in beta, but appear to be promising. 1. Generative AI tools. We are all leery about AI, especially when it comes to critical data. Amazon has integrated generative AI to help sellers create product listings more easily. Sellers can now provide a few words or an image of their product, and AI will generate product titles, descriptions, and attributes. It can even automatically pull information from a seller's own website to create optimized product listings for Amazon, saving time and improving discoverability. 2. Multi-channel fulfillment, MCF. Amazon is enhancing support for sellers who sell through other platforms. With MCF, sellers can use Amazon's logistics to fulfill orders from their own websites or other channels, not just Amazon. 3. Buy with Prime. This feature allows sellers to offer Amazon's Prime shipping benefits to customers on their own websites. It enables faster delivery and enhances customer satisfaction with the convenience of Prime-level shipping. 4. Project Amelia. This new AI-powered assistant is designed to help sellers by answering questions and providing insights to grow their business. We are excited to learn about these new programs over the next year. Kristen Stevens, Vice President, E-commerce. Wayfair. Wayfair continues to see growth in its B2B channel through Wayfair Professional, a program tailored to meet the specific needs of businesses and professionals, such as contractors, office managers, property developers, and hospitality providers. This B2B marketplace offers customized solutions for large-scale projects and commercial spaces, following a strategy similar to Amazon's business programs. Recent enhancements include exclusive pro pricing and commercial-grade product tagging. Exclusive pro pricing. Wayfair Professional members enjoy access to special pricing across a wide range of products. These discounts, unavailable to regular consumers, provide cost-saving opportunities for businesses making bulk purchases. Commercial-grade products. Sellers on Wayfair Professional can offer products specifically designed for commercial use, including furniture for offices, hotels, restaurants, schools, and more. These products are tagged for easy identification, helping professionals distinguish between consumer-grade and commercial-grade items, which might otherwise appear the same online. This feature makes it easier for businesses to find suitable, durable products, ensuring they meet commercial standards. Kristen Stevens, Vice President, E-commerce. Walmart. Over the last several articles, I have discussed Walmart.com's importance from a B2B perspective. I would like to elaborate a little on why they continue to be a high B2B target for Hylands. While Walmart.com trails behind Amazon's B2B programs, Walmart continues to make notable improvements. The online shop attracts approximately 100 million unique visitors per month, equating to an average of 3.3 million visitors daily. However, the proportion of these visitors that are B2B customers remains unclear. A recent development is the introduction of the Multichannel Solutions Program, which allows sellers to fulfill orders from other e-commerce platforms using Walmart's Fulfillment Services, WFS. This program leverages Walmart's extensive supply chain, offering competitive rates, unbranded packaging, and streamlined return management. Don't overlook Walmart.com. 3.3 million visitors per day is a significant opportunity. Kristen Stevens, Vice President, E-commerce.
Sales, field sales, wholesale, and national. As I mentioned in the last issue of The Navigator, we have spent a great deal of time mapping out the downstream distributors, served by our wholesale partners across 14 of our clients where we receive trace data. One key insight that has resulted from our work is to see the growth of the e-tailers within wholesale business. Currently, we have them assigned to our BDMs on the wholesale team, and we are working to partner with our e-commerce team to ensure we maximize the opportunity on behalf of our clients for this growing segment of distributors. In addition, Alex Gordon and I recently participated in an off-site meeting with key executives from SP Richards to discuss how Highlands can help partner with them to do the same. Monique Sluzinski is taking the lead on similar discussions with Ascendant. Seth Raley, President and Partner.
Inside Sales, key insights for effective messaging and tools in virtual selling. Inside Sales excels because of its focus on immediate personalized communication, which is key to building strong relationships with customers. Frequent interactions through calls, emails, and virtual meetings empower sales professionals to address customer needs promptly and deliver tailored solutions. This kind of engagement helps build trust and rapport, increasing the probability that customers will stay connected and smoothly move through the sales funnel. Consistent communication also enables sales teams to effectively monitor buyer behavior and needs, allowing for strategic adjustments that enhance the chances of closing deals. To elevate the effectiveness of inside sales, it's vital to equip teams with tools that align with their sales model. These tools not only facilitate regular interactions, but also streamline communication, enabling sales representatives to work more efficiently. By integrating the right tools into the sales process, teams can better engage customers and refine their approach based on real-time feedback. The most effective virtual sales toolkits include Quick Pitch Selling Aid. This handy one-page resource enables inside sales reps to seamlessly pivot to your solution during calls. The Quick Pitch contains essential information needed to guide the conversation toward your product, including market insights, probing questions, positioning statements, strategies for overcoming objections, and recommended sales plays. Email templates. Pre-crafted emails that feature embedded images, SKU numbers, and a clear call to action enhance customer engagement. It's essential to capture attention directly within the email body instead of relying on customers to open separate PDF documents. Salesplay/roadmap. This tool identifies quick win opportunities and target customer profiles. It also outlines engagement strategies with a clear path for follow-up and next steps. These tools collectively empower sales teams to efficiently guide conversations, capture customer attention, and pursue targeted opportunities, making the sales process more streamlined and effective. Feel free to reach out anytime so we can ensure you have the right virtual sales tools to connect with end users in a virtual selling environment. Vinny Papano, Director, Inside Sales and Training.